News Talk 1620 WTAW weekly update with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department. We have a couple of things where you're looking for fine folks, one of them being getting people into the Junior Police Academy.
Yes, we are now accepting applications for our Junior Police Academy, which is a summer program for students that are going into the 10th, 11th, and 12th grades for the 2015-2016 year. It's a free program. It's 10 days long. It starts on June 15th through June 26th. So we give them a break after they get out of school. Then we have the two-week program, and then allows, you know, families to do vacations and stuff like that. The first and last class are in the evening, but the rest of the classes are in the daytime between 1 and 5, so parents can drop them off at lunch and pick them up after work. We do all kinds of activities. It's not just a sit-down classroom. So, I mean, some of it is because we have to give it, you know, some background to things that we do, but they get tour of the building. They learn what patrol operations does, how the criminal intelligence division works, and the investigations, traffic safety. They get to do building searches, crime scenes. They get to see the canine. They get to do DWI simulators and all these kind of things. So it's educational, and yet it gives people an insight as to what police work is about. So whether it's something that they want to do in the future, or if it's just something they want to learn more about, you know, because at that age, kids don't know what they want to do. So this gives them kind of an insight into what police work's about.
And more information is where?
They can contact me directly at 209-5350, or they can go to our city webpage, bryantx.gov, and go to the police department's page, special programs, and then they can see the Junior Police Academy information.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, you're still looking for a few good officers.
Yes, they have a little bit longer to apply for the position of police officer. That is up until February 25th is the deadline to get your application in. You go to bryantx.gov, look at the top right, and there's job opportunities, and it'll have all the job descriptions, you know, what the qualifications are, what will disqualify someone, and if they have any questions, they can contact our recruiter, Officer Lori Burnt, at 209-5323.
A couple of other things to bring up. I noticed this afternoon you've posted your February 10 most top 10 most wanted, and you can direct folks where to go to check out those folks.
Right now, it'll be on our webpage, and then tomorrow I'll post it on our Warrant Wednesday on our Facebook and Twitter.
One recent case, one to bring up from last weekend, had several arrests thanks to a complaint of a neighbor who didn't like the noise in their neighborhood.
Yes, and we want to thank that citizen for making that complaint because, you know, so many times people let things go and they don't call in. But when you see a lot of traffic, you have a lot of noise, go ahead and call us. You never know where it leads. And in this case, on February 7th, in the 100 block of West Brookside, officers contacted that residence for loud music. And, you know, there was some drugs and drug paraphernalia in plain sight, so officers kind of grabbed all the people that were in. There were about 10 people inside the residence. They pulled them out, ID'd everybody, and got a search warrant for the residence, and were able to find numerous amount of prescription pills plus illegal drugs from marijuana to hash oil and methamphetamine and ecstasy, plus $9,000 worth of cash. So that helped get all those drugs off the street. And we also arrested two people for delivery and possession charges, another third person for just possession, and then a fourth person for evading the scene when we approached.
Then finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
Yes, we want you to slow down all over town, but especially in the 500 block of North Harvey Mitchell, which is 60 miles per hour. It's that bridge right over Villa Maria. And the 1800 block of Beck Street, which is 30 miles per hour near Richard.
And that's our update this week. Officer Kelly McKeith, the Bryan Police Department on News Talk 1620 WTAW.